Welcome back to Rising Up with Sonali. I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. This July, as the Republican National Convention opens in Cleveland, Ohio, a clash of values may be in effect between gun proliferation activists who want open carry laws in effect everywhere and GOP delegates who might fear for their safety. A Change.org petition, started apparently as a satire, calls for the open carry of firearms at the RNC. It uses the logic and language of the NRA, and so far it's gotten more than 21,000 signatures and growing. The Secret Service, for obvious reasons, bans the carrying of any weaponry into political conventions. Joining me now is Robert Kohler. He is an award-winning Chicago-based journalist and nationally syndicated writer. His new book is called Courage Grows Strong at the Wound. He just wrote an essay on common dreams called Playing with Guns at the GOP Convention. Welcome to the show, Bob.
Oh, thank you so much. It's good to be here.
So this person who started the petition, he called himself the hyper-rationalist, and I assume all of the people who signed on to it, or most of them perhaps, might have taken him seriously. And then it turned out that he was maybe putting this up tongue-in-cheek. He's a mysterious person. What do we know about this man and what his logic might be?
All right. Well, as I've looked into this, it does seem like the petition, which, you know, calls for Second Amendment rights to be honored everywhere, including at the Republican National Convention, which is held in an arena that is a gun-free zone. And his petition was done seemingly completely as a satire. That is to say, a satire in that he used the words of Second Amendment right advocates and the NRA to, you know, push the logic to, you know, to have it apply to the Republican National Convention, which, of course, all of whose candidates, of course, support the elimination of gun-free zones, except it turns out at the Republican National Convention. That was the point he seemingly was making. I have not read anywhere where they have talked to this guy given reporters the name Jim, you know, that really know anything more about him, including his last name. But seemingly it is a satire. The Rolling Stone had a very a pretty good account of the whole thing, and including an interview with Jim. And let's see, he said things like, I'm 100% genuine in my belief that they should be able to have guns at their convention. It's consistent with state law. And if people who go to movie theaters and malls and shopping places and restaurants have the quote unquote protection of the open carry citizens around them, well, I think the GOP should have the same. I'm fighting for their rights by taking them at face value. And seemingly, and as you know, the last I'd heard, there was over 50,000 signatures on that petition. Seemingly, mostly by people who had agreed with it, not by people, you know, who are kidding.
You are right, actually. 53,000. I misspoke. So 53,000 and counting. And by the time this interview airs, it might be even higher than that. Now, law enforcement, in that probably includes the Secret Service, know that this is, you know, it is dangerous. The more armed people there are out there, the more dangerous situations develop through the sheer fact of there being so many guns in circulation. But this flies in the face of a fantasy logic that gun rights activists, gun proliferation activists have, that the more guns that are out there, the safer you are. And, is this what you think this person was trying to expose?
Everything I have read would point to exactly that. That, you know, he's taking their logic and dumping it in their laps. Here's reality. You guys are going to what could be a very, very contested convention. Let's have all you guys armed. Let's have all you guys armed, all you Trump supporters and all you Cruz supporters, et cetera, et cetera. You know, go in there because that's the safest thing, is to be armed. And it's, of course, totally, totally insane. The Secret Service had to act like the parent, stepping in and saying, No, of course we're not going to let guns, into this building. Of course not.
You write,
You
you write in your essay, quote, "The Glorious Three, Trump, Cruz, and Kasich, all quietly repressed their Gunzeras bombast and acceded to the Secret Service ruling." Do you think that indicates that, since they're going to be the ones standing up on that stage, or one or more of them, do you think that indicates that when their personal safety is at stake, they would rather not be in the crosshairs of someone who might be pissed off?
I think that it does indicate that. I think that, maybe it that's their quiet, the quiet logic that doesn't enter into the into their political position, which is an abstraction. I mean, what it points out to is the idea that all this political stuff that's going out there, all this political talk and positioning is an abstraction that doesn't really apply, to their lives. Just like when we go to war, it's never the congressman's children that go to, that are, that are pulled into the, into the combat situation. It's always, the children of the poor who need, who have no other option. So it seems like it's somewhere in that neighborhood that the gun law also sits.
And so, if the Secret Service has deemed that Republican and Democratic and, essentially political conventions ought to be gun-free zones for the safety of people, shouldn't that logic apply to Starbucks, university campuses, elsewhere where gun proliferation activists have insisted that for safety's sake, people should be able to carry guns?
Well, yes, I think that is also Jim's point, is that if a gun, if the Quicken Loans arena should remain a gun-free zone during the Republican convention, because because it makes utter and total sense, then it probably makes sense, at the mall and at the movie theater and at McDonald's, et cetera, and then every, and everywhere else where people gather.
And the owner, the writer of the petition, also quoted Donald Trump and Ted Cruz and John Kasich and their positions on wanting to have open carry even on school campuses, etc.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see where this leads. I mean, certainly by the time July comes around, this petition may have racked up many, many signatures. I'm wondering at what point, we'll start to see the fallacy of the logic that gun rights activists use. I wish the mainstream media would have covered this hypocrisy and this double standard a lot more.
Yes, I certainly agree with you. I believe that I heard a little bit about it on MSNBC, but not in any depth, and not even that it was a satire. But what this guy Jim has done has really opened up an extraordinarily, seemingly a very effective way to deal with the crazy logic of so many presidential candidates, which is, basically, they're allowed to just throw the blather out there, but Jim has found a way to make the blather bounce back at them. And that seems like a really effective way of of challenging a political position.
And again, just to remind our audience, Jim is the name that we know, the only name that we know of the person who started the petition on change.org. He started it under the handle Hyper Rationalist, which is itself, I think, trying to say something, right? That name is a statement
Yeah.
that that this person is carrying, calling for open carry at the RNC. Well, certainly, I mean, if open carry were allowed, the RNC. I know personally, I would want to stay as far away from the RNC as possible.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Right? I mean, we're talking.
Unbelievable. You would be a sitting duck.
You know, and it's also given, shouldn't we also link the reaction to this petition with the levels of violence we've seen at Donald Trump rallies, right? I mean, not just against ordinary people, but even like against journalists.
Yeah. I mean, it magnifies the whole urgency of the situation because the violence is already just, you know, volatile. And to imagine a violent, angry, you know, guy or a woman, but probably a guy that's also armed is just, you know, suddenly logic, you know, disappears, you know, into the emotion of anger. And if you are armed and able to deal with, you know, manifest that emotion, you know, bam, then, you know, and then the shot is fired. You cannot unfire a shot. So, obviously the whole open carry phenomenon is nuts, nuts, nuts. It's a game played by people that have no other understanding of what it means to be empowered. They apparently cannot be empowered by their words, by their actions, by their, you know, their compassion, by anything, you know, except a gun, you know, in their waistband.
I understand that Ohio is an open carry state, and you know,
yes,
yeah, and so outside of this convention area, the Quicken Loans Arena, technically it's legal to, you know, open carry. I'm assuming there's some restrictions, but maybe not. Course, each state and sometimes even each city has its own laws and rules and measures that are being passed all the time. So in general, the city of Cleveland could become a sort of tinderbox in July, depending upon what happens as you lead up to the election.
Yeah, yes. I mean, possibly that is the case. And I may not be going to Cleveland in July to investigate that.
I mean, I'm laughing, but at the same time, this is such a serious matter because, of course, the number of people that we lose to gun violence, you know, one of the things that the petition also referred to was ISIS, that, it doesn't begin to factor, quote, the possibility of an ISIS terrorist attack on the arena during the convention, end of quote.
Yeah, ISIS is the bad man to be invoked at the moment's notice.
Right. And what we've heard in recent days is that if you count the number of people who have been killed by suspected terrorists in the United States, it's less than the number of people that have been killed accidentally by toddlers who have access to guns.
Right, or by been struck by lightning. I think that's higher too.
Yeah. So this is, you know, very much sort of playing right into the hands. And it seems as though the fear mongering goes in one direction. I'm also wondering if you think whether you've seen any of the right wing media pick up on this story. I mean, we talked about media coverage in general, but I really haven't seen like Breitbart and Fox expose this or even tackle it, because it would be really interesting to see Rush Limbaugh have a take on this and say, yes, of course we should have open carry at the convention, or maybe not.
Yeah, I know it would be. And I, not that I'm aware of, I don't monitor them on a regular basis, but
well, that can be a form of self-mutilation, of course, monitoring the right-wing media. Well, thank you so much, Bob, for joining us today and for doing your bit to keep it to keep the issues in the discussion. We will post a link to your essay on the gun petition at our website later today. Thank you so much, Bob.
Oh, that's so much great. Thank you very much. And I enjoy subverting the airwaves with you. Thank you very much.
Robert Kohler is an award-winning Chicago-based journalist and nationally syndicated writer. His new book is called Courage Grows Strong in the Wound. He just wrote an essay on common dreams called Playing with Guns at the GOP Convention. This is Rising Up with Sonali. I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We'll be back in just a moment.